As I ponder the thought of evolving as an artist, I was inside of my office meditating in the darkness. An uncomfortable pounding was hitting in my chest. When the patient walked in, I was sitting at my desk. As my thought reached its height, the room became bright. Then I stood up and slapped him for turning on the light. Then I told him to be seated as he started to explain how the negative influences had targeted his brain.
The ratchetness defeated my ability to fight it. I know that it's atrocious, but somehow I've grown to like it.
In 1 minute, I've deciphered the symptoms. Shut up and listen. Poisoned and conditioned through audio repetition in media, false religions, and visual exhibitions. The medicine to the sickness requires no prescription. I opened up a cabinet, a container was revealed. Then I told him to be still, lay back, and take this pill. What are you trying to do?
I'm going to deprogram you.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to deprogram you.
No, just let me go, I can't stand you, doctor, damn you.
You'll thank me when I'm through, I'm going to deprogram you.
What are you trying to do?
I'm trying to deprogram you.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to deprogram you.
No, just let me go, I can't stand you, doctor, damn you.
You'll thank me when I'm through, just let me deprogram you.
It was obvious his mind was rejecting cause he was choking. 3 seconds after he took it, his body started convulsing. I've been doing this for years, I'm trained, I'm not a novice. So I recognized quickly an exorcism was in progress. The process wasn't clean, he was harder to redeem. This was one of the most extreme cases I'd ever seen. I expect a little resistance, but never a rejector. Hooked his brain up to this thing that showed his thoughts on a projector screen. Every idea and dream he ever dreamed. Told my secretary Jean to bring me a nectarine. As I ate it, I sit back and let the method take its course. It rewound back, eventually landing at the source. When the needle spiked hard, I got anxious. I saw how the dangerous language came through his subconscious chambers, initiating gradual changes that were rendering him brainless. The power blew and shorted out the main switch. What are you trying to do?
I'm going to deprogram you.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to deprogram you.
No, just let me go, I can't stand you, doctor, damn you.
You'll thank me when I'm through, I'm going to deprogram you.
What are you trying to do?
I'm trying to deprogram you.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to deprogram you.
No, just let me go, I can't stand you, doctor, damn you.
You'll thank me when I'm through, just let me deprogram you.
My maintenance coordinator, power the generator. Then I placed him in the great situational simulator. Filled his conscious with both beneficial and nonsense. Featured good and evil and monitored his responses. With weaker content, his vessel paraded about. Anything positive, he regurgitated it out. I leaned over the table, the screen, don't let it break you. This fake music was specially designed to overtake you. The superficial nature of this garbage I reveal. It's an audio mirage, this stuff is not even real. It's only a spell they sent to keep your true potential in the basement. Demented strategic radio placement. I thought it would get better, but then I saw no chances. He started yelling, turn up, and doing funny dances. He seemed to be getting worse than he was when he came in. I hollered for my intern to come help me restrain him. He would die if I couldn't stop the ignorance from raining. The clock was ticking down, only 2 minutes remaining. To save him, I was racing, but he gave no indication. My track record's impeccable, I've never lost a patient. So failure I never knew, each second the pressure grew. Came to the conclusion there was only one thing left to do. He's nearly a vegetable, I have to handle this directly. Laid on the table next to him, told my intern to connect me and effectively inject more intellect till he was stable. Similar to car batteries connected with jumper cables. But if it didn't work, I would lose all my brain fluid. My intern said, please don't. I said, shut up and do it. When he plugged me in to try it, sparks flew from the wires. The lights were flicking on and off. The room was on fire and purple. Communication after that was nonverbal. The screen said,
total completion of transferal.
The course had ran thorough, but something was still concerning. In silence, both of us would lay motionless on the gurney. The patient's eyes opened as the sun beamed through the window. My team started removing the cords from my temples. He raised up and said he was healed. The method's proven. They waited for me to respond. Still, I wasn't moving. They entertained the thought that I had let my tactics break me. They did everything in their power to resuscitate me. One of them read the Bible as I laid there idle, and multiple devices were used to check the vitals. They shocked me, medicated me, but still wasn't recovering. They worked to bring me back a whole hour, but still nothing. Then grateful for my sacrifice and all of my devotion, they drove me 700 miles and placed me in the ocean. I floated out the sea as they cried and started grieving. They stayed the entire evening, said some words before leaving. They traveled home mourning the demise of the doctor. Returned to the facility to empty out their lockers. They came back to the building, walked inside and nearly lost it. Looked down the hall and saw me watching TV in my office. Drinking a cup of coffee, relaxed, trying to chill. As the patient tried to hug me, I just handed him the bill. Everyone was like, we thought you had suffered sure disaster. I said, yes, I know, that's why you're the students and I'm the master. Now get back to work.